Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, secured a decisive victory on Tuesday, defeating Republican-backed Brad Schimmel in a race that set records for spending and voter turnout. Her win cements a liberal majority on the court for at least 3 more years. Crawford, a Dane County judge known for her legal battles in support of union rights, abortion access, and opposition to voter ID laws, celebrated her victory alongside the court's 4 current liberal justices. She framed her triumph as a win for democracy, taking aim at billionaire Elon Musk, who had invested heavily in Schimmel's campaign. "Growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I would be taking on the richest man in the world for justice in Wisconsin," Crawford said. "And we won." Musk and affiliated groups spent over $21 million in an attempt to defeat Crawford, with Musk personally delivering $1 million checks to 2 voters just days before the election. However, Crawford's campaign overcame the opposition, with her victory speech emphasizing resistance to outside influence in Wisconsin's judiciary. "Today, Wisconsinites fended off an unprecedented attack on our democracy, our fair elections, and our Supreme Court," Crawford declared. "And Wisconsin stood up and said loudly that justice does not have a price, our courts are not for sale." A race of national significance. Crawford's win comes in a highly scrutinized election seen as an early test of political sentiment under President Donald Trump's administration. With the Wisconsin Supreme Court holding power over election laws and congressional redistricting, both Democrats and Republicans viewed the outcome as critical. Turnout exceeded 52% of the voting age population, surpassing the previous record of nearly 40% set in 2023. Spending in the race approached $100 million, making it the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history. Schimmel, a former state attorney general, conceded defeat despite frustration among his supporters. At his election night party, one attendee shouted, "Cheater, cheater." But Schimmel urged calm. "No," he said. "You've got to accept the results." In a unique display, Schimmel played bass guitar with his classic rock cover band before and after his concession, performing songs from the Allman Brothers and Tom Petty. Abortion, redistricting, and judicial independence. Crawford's campaign was bolstered by endorsements from Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights advocates, while Schimmel sought to position her as weak on crime and overly aligned with Democratic interests. Trump, Musk, and other prominent conservatives rallied behind Schimmel, warning that a liberal-controlled court would redraw congressional maps to disadvantage Republicans and repeal a GOP-backed law that curtailed collective bargaining rights for public sector workers.